From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, the supernatural. Why do paranormal investigators do what they do? That's what we're going to talk about. Here's what's happening. Another food recall. Pepperidge Farms this time voluntarily recalling four varieties of Goldfish crackers. I like those things because of fears that they could have salmonella. The company took action after one of its ingredient suppliers notified it that that whey powder used in seasoning may be contaminated. The products were distributed in the United States. No illnesses have been reported yet. The Goldfish recall covers the flavored blasted extra cheddar, flavor blasted sour cream and onion, Goldfish baked with whole grain extra cheddar, and Goldfish mix extra cheddar and pretzel. Here's a toll-free number if you could write it down just to call for help. 1-800-679-1791. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has endorsed the right of individuals to carry firearms in public in a ruling striking down a lower court argument that the Constitution only protects that right at home. The case resulted from a Hawaii resident, George Young, being denied twice in 2011 as he sought to carry a handgun. Two of the three judges ruled against the lower court upholding the restriction. Pretty dramatic. A Texas man fishing in the Gulf of Mexico has died after contracting a flesh-eating bacteria commonly found in coastal waters where oysters live. Israel said it shot down a Syrian warplane that crossed into the occupied Golan Heights on Tuesday, but Syria said the jet was fired on as it took part in sorties against rebels within Syria. Let's check in with Howard Bloom on this one. Howard, are we going to have a full-scale war or what?
It's not going to happen, and I'll explain why. First, let's go over the facts. Earlier today, Tuesday, a Syrian Air Force Sukhoi 22 or 24, which is a low-level ground attack jet made in Russia, took off from Syria's biggest air force base, the T-4 Tivas military air base in Syria's Homs province. The jet flew at high speed toward a raging battle on the border with Israel's Golan Heights. In that battle, the Syrian government is trying to exterminate remnants of ISIS, the Islamic State, and the Syrians are trying to exterminate what they call other rebels. But the Sukhoi pilots made a serious mistake. They crossed 1.2 miles into Israeli airspace, and the Israelis shot that jet down using two Patriot missiles made in America by the Raytheon Company. To understand why the Israelis shot down the Syrian jet, you have to realize how painfully small Israel is. The United States is made up of 50 states, but Israel is smaller than just one of those states, New Jersey, or to put it differently, you could fit 33 Israels into the state of Texas. Now, Israel is only 9 miles from east to west at its narrowest point. A Sukhoi jet flies at 1,335 miles per hour. That jet could cross the entire width of Israel at its narrowest point in 4 seconds. More to the point, a Sukhoi jet could fly from the Syrian border to Tel Aviv, a city of nearly 500,000 people, in 5 minutes. You heard that right, 5 minutes. The Syrians could fly, basically combine that with a few other facts. The Syrians are now highly active in Syria. The Iranians. They have a proxy army fighting dangerously close to Israel's borders. Yep. That Iranian proxy army is called Hezbollah, and the Iranians are present at the T-4 airbase. That's the base from which the downed Sukhoi fighter took off. Now, Iran has sworn to wipe Israel off the face of the map. It stencils death to Israel slogans on the missiles it tests. It has an entire annual holiday dedicated to the extermination of Israel. It's called Quds Day. And Iran has significant control of both the Syrian regime and of the government forces fighting in Syria's civil war. Now, when a Syrian jet penetrates Israel's boundaries, the Israelis have only seconds in which to make up their mind to shoot or not to shoot. Every jet could be the beginning of a surprise attack, a war against Israel, mm-hmm. a war of annihilation. Now, here's where the question of a world war comes in. To make sure that the defense of Israel's border does not lead to World War III, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has spent considerable time in Moscow with Vladimir Putin. What's more, Al Jazeera reports that Russia sent its top diplomat, that's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, and top general on Monday, yesterday, for talks with Netanyahu. And the Israeli military was in direct contact with the Russians every minute of Tuesday morning. Now, why the Russians? Russian pilots are flying Russian planes in Syrian skies to help the Syrian government regain control of their country. The Russians are also allies of Syria's Bashar Assad, and they are allies of Iran. That's the axis of evil. China, Russia, Iran, Syria, Nicaragua, Cuba, North Korea. Under Barack Obama and Donald Trump, America has lost its position as the dominant Western power in the Middle East, and Russia has taken over. But most important, almost all of the Arab nations are committed to a genocide against Israel. Now, Israel is outnumbered in the Arab world by 400 million to 7 million. That's a ratio of 57 to 1, which are terrible odds. So Israel has to abide by a saying of Donald Trump's: a country without borders is not a country. Israel needs to stay on a hair trigger, and it has to punish even the slightest sign of a military border crossing. But Netanyahu, thank God, is trying to make sure this does not trigger World War III.
We had a pastor on yesterday, Howard, who was predicting a Middle Eastern war, possibly with Israel, within a year and a half.
It's entirely possible, because war is just about to happen at any moment, and it has been since 1948.
Thank you. Howard Bloom, his website linked up at our Twitter feed at coasttocoastam.com. On the eve of a hotly anticipated string of tour dates, pop music superstar Demi Lovato has reportedly been hospitalized for an apparent drug overdose after being revived at her home and rushed to the hospital. She is now reportedly awake with her family, still in the hospital. A Viagra in pregnancy trial has been urgently stopped after 11 newborn babies died. Listen to this strange thing. Women taking part in the Dutch study had been given the anti-impotence tablets to improve growth of their unborn children because they had poorly developed placentas. It appears the drug, which promotes blood flow, may have caused the lethal damage to the baby's lungs. The number of antidepressants prescribed to children in England, Scotland, and Northern Ireland has risen over the past 3 years, according to a study. It's probably the same here in the United States and Canada. A 34-year-old New Hampshire man with a heart of gold recently died after he was stung by a yellow jacket wasp. Greece's prime minister has told of the unspeakable tragedy the country faced after at least 74 people were killed by wildfires that swept through a resort yesterday, trapping people in cars and on the edge of cliffs as others were forced to jump off the cliff to try to survive. And temperatures approaching 120 degrees in parts of the U.S. Southwest. Forecasters said this week could bring the region's hottest weather of the year. Let's check in with climatologist Dr. Tim Ball. Tim, where's this coming from?
Well, it's coming from a campaign that is being driven by a group called a Public Citizens Climate and Energy Program. And what's happening is, of course, that the public and all the polls are showing that climate change and or global warming is not a concern. In fact, The Guardian, which is a left-wing British newspaper and very much a promoter, found that it was a concern for only 12% of most European nations. So what's going on is a campaign to keep the whole human-caused global warming on the front page. And this group, Public Citizens Climate and Energy Program, sent out a note to reporters and editorial boards with the headline, "As extreme heat warnings sound in New York this weekend, remember to connect the dots between extreme heat and climate change." So this is what they were promoting. The problem is that there are areas of warmer than long-term normal, but they're perfectly explainable. And one of them, for example, in the first week of July, which is the one that these people were promoting, it was very warm in the northeast United States. But what they failed to report was that there were record colds in the northwest. For example, on the morning of June the 3rd, Eugene, Oregon had the coldest July morning in 107 years of record. And in that same state of Oregon, 21 remote automatic weather stations reported below freezing temperatures. And so, and we've also seen that the coldest temperatures ever recorded in Antarctica at minus 144 degrees occurred about a week ago. But of course, it doesn't get reported because the record isn't considered to be statistically significant. It's only about 20 years of record. But what we're seeing is a perfectly normal pattern. The jet stream, which is on the boundary between the warm subtropical air and the cold polar air, is wandering. The waves in it are wandering way north and way south. And you can look at the weather map virtually any day and see that. And of course, what that's doing is allowing warm air to push well north, where you're seeing those records set, but it's also allowing cold air to pull well south, where records are also being set, but they're not getting reported.
All right, thank you, Tim. And I know one thing, the old air conditioner will not stop running here in California. It's just constant. Well, up next, he's back, Dr. Joel Wallach, our sponsor from criticalhealthnews.com, to take your questions about your own health. And, of course, we will take your text, your tweets as well. I've got a whole slew of emails. And, of course, Doc Wallach and I will chat as well. Let's give you a jump start. There are people waiting at this toll-free number to help you. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And definitely go to your website and go to criticalhealthnews.com with your smartphone or your laptop or your desktop, criticalhealthnews.com. Well, welcome back to Coast. Looking forward to this. We've gotten so many emails over the last couple days when people realized Doc Wallach was going to be our guest, asking for help and assistance. And, of course, the website, criticalhealthnews.com, the toll-free number where people are there to help you, because Doc gives out information, but you probably need more. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Doc Wallach back on Coast to Coast. Doc, how are you?
Fabulous, George. Thank you so much. You're the greatest as usual.
We keep trying. A huge story broke a couple days ago, Doc, and it was the first one I wanted to talk with you about to get your reaction. I know what you're going to say. And the study involved over 11,000 people, 112,000 people, and says omega-3 fish oil supplements may have little to no benefit in the fight for heart health. What do you think of that?
Well, there are misguided, of course. Now, there's two things that the omega-3 fish oils will do for the heart. Number one, each cell membrane, each cell myocardium, each one of the muscle cells in the heart require omega-3s in its wall. Makes the wall of the heart muscle semi-permeable, so nutrition and oxygen can get in and bad stuff can get out. Also, omega-3s are the natural sort of blood thinner, if you will. They actually stop abnormal blood clotting. And so when somebody gets a coronary thrombosis, they get a blood clot in a coronary artery, or they get a thrombotic stroke, or they get a blood clot in the brain, or deep vein thrombosis in their legs, blood clot in the lung, pulmonary embolism, is because of an omega-3 essential fatty acid deficiency. In fact, so many people have blood clots, it's just crazy.
I would much rather take it than not, Doc, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. And Princess Leia from Star Wars, she died of a coronary thrombosis, a simple omega-3 deficiency. And 2 days later, her mother, Debbie Reynolds, died of a thrombotic stroke. She
yes.
had blood clot in the brain. So those two ladies did not supplement, had the same doctor who should be held responsible for that. And they both died unnecessarily from a simple omega-3 essential fatty acid deficiency.
I had a medical doctor on last week who literally has changed his practice from straight MD work to where he's doing a lot of holistic work, and he says it's the smartest thing he ever did, Doc.
Well, you have to praise him, because I'd like to see all medical doctors do that. They can do great things for their patients, and it'd be moving in the right direction for sure.
So with this study, you would say continue taking your omega-3, folks. It helps you.
Oh, absolutely. Omega-3s are part of the 90. You know, our motto is 90 for life. 16, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And you need these every minute of every day of your life. And your genes, DNA, RNA, and telomeres are blueprints. Every cell, everybody knows, George, that your blood cells live 120 days. And that's true of everything, your liver cells, your kidney cells, your bone cells, your lung cells, your heart cells, your brain cells, and so on. And you can have the best genes in the world, but if you don't have these 90 essential nutrients, you don't have the raw materials for your genes, DNA, RNA, telomeres to rebuild all that as they die naturally. Now, your red blood cells only live 120 days, 4 months. Well, if you want to live to be 100, what happens after that 4 months if you're not rebuilding red blood cells?
Good point.
Same thing is true for kidney cells, liver cells.
We're with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, and we will take calls with the doc in a few minutes, as a matter of fact, as we turn through the half. We get so many phone calls, we devote about an hour and a half of your calls for Doc Wallach, and also texts, tweets, and emails, and I've got a whole slew of emails, Doc, and let me get rid of some of them because they are rolling in. Carl writes, and he said, I'm an insider, love the show. Question for Doc Wallach. I have atrial fibrillation. Is it reversible? And then he has a question about pooling of blood in the atrium. Can that be prevented? But his atrial fibrillation, isn't that an electrical issue from the spinal cord?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. Medical doctors, when you have AFib, you have a racing heartbeat called tachycardia, very has a heart rate, but also you're going to get your heart's going to flip-flop, okay? You're going to get fibrillations in your atrium. The upper two chambers will just vibrate and not be efficient. And you're exactly right. It's not a heart problem. It's a shrinking of the disc in between the first four vertebrae in the upper back, T1, 2, 3, and 4, thoracic vertebrae 1, 2, 3, and 4. The disc between them shrink. These vertebrae get closer together, and they smash the roots of the spinal nerves that originate in the spinal cord, go between those vertebrae, and tell the heart how fast to run and how to beat properly so they don't flip-flop. And this is called atrial fibrillation. Now, the doctor will run up $500,000 worth of cardiovascular bills.
Jeez.
It's really a back problem. He'll install a pacemaker and your heart dies, it's going to reboot your heart, okay? And these two things cost a lot of money. You're in danger when you go under anesthesia and install them. And so it's not going to help because it's a back problem. When that doesn't work, he knows he's going to go to what they call ablation. They're going to kill parts of your heart muscle, hoping to find the part of your heart that's running away and has an electrical problem. That's not going to work because it's a back problem. And then they do a retroversion. They electrocute you to death and sing a song for 4 or 5 minutes, hoping to redirect the electrical system in the heart, reset it. And that's not going to work because it's a back problem. Then they do a heart transplant, and they run up $500,000 worth of cardiovascular procedures, George, when it's really just a back problem. We have a program we call the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. You take one of those per 100 pounds of body weight. You throw in a couple of other products we have, like vitamin D3 and glucogel and MSM. And these will support maintenance repair of those discs, push the vertebrae apart, and the AFib stops.
So that's the most important thing. You have to get the pressure off the nerve, don't you?
Yes, sir. You know, like I say, you know more than most cardiologists. that's why I have such respect for you. You're a quick learner, and you know how to apply the information.
I learned the school of hard knocks, Doc, to be sure. Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that toll-free number, I'll give it out several times tonight. There are people there to answer your questions. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. If they are busy because they do get swamped, they will get back to you. So leave a message with your phone number. And definitely go to their website. You go to it often. There are free videos there as well. I like that word, free. criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. We're going to come back in a moment and start taking your phone calls with Doc Wallach, and we'll take calls again next hour as well. He's here to assist you and help you. I'll continue giving him some email questions that I've got, and Tom will take your text and tweets as well. Doc, you still traveling these days?
Oh, yes. I'm calling you from the Turks and Caicos.
Wow.
The islands out here just outside the Bahamas.
Well, I'm amazed we're able to even hear you now then.
Well, we have the wonders of electronics. I'm using an iPhone with a headset and a microphone plugged into the wall here, a comfortable armchair. And
get ready to go, Doc. We're taking calls when we come right back right here on Coast to Coast AM with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Well, let me tell you a little bit about our Asheville, North Carolina show. As the tickets continue to fly out the theater window, there are a few good ones left on the bottom. Then you're up to the balcony, but that's good seats there, too. You can see there are 5 special handicap seats available for you, too. A month to go for the event. It's Saturday, August 25th, and you can get your tickets by going to coasttocoastam.com. Click the events at the top of the homepage. Look at the carousel reel. It's there, too. Or go directly to the theater's website, dwtheater.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We're with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. The toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. We will take your text and tweets as well and phone calls for the rest of this hour and all of next hour. Later on tonight, we're going to be talking about the supernatural, why paranormal investigators do what they do. Really looking forward to that as well. I've still got a whole bunch of emails for you too, Doc, but let's go to the phones to start. We'll go to Terry in Asheville, North Carolina, where I will be in a month. Hi, Terry. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I got a question. Is there anything you can do to strengthen? I have a inguinal hernia. Can you strengthen the wall there?
And have you had surgery yet?
Oh, no. I want to avoid surgery. Okay. I don't have any pain, and it's shrinking, and it only comes out once in a while.
All right, Doc, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, when you get an inguinal hernia, it's in the groin area, and it could be one on one side or both sides. And it's actually caused by a lack of integrity of the connective tissues. It's kind of related to fibromyalgia and lupus and sarcoidosis and those kinds of things. And first thing you need to do is put a 2x4 under the feet of your bed. Not under your feet, but under the feet of the bed, so your bed is inclined. From, its floor with the feet on the head of the bed, then feet at the foot of the bed are 2 inches higher than normal. So your head's going to be 2 inches down. Your feet are going to be 2 inches up. And that's while you're sleeping for 4, 5, 6 hours. The weight of all your intestines and your liver are going to be pulled away from your abdominal cavity towards your chest and takes the pressure off of the inguinal hernia, allows that to begin to heal. Then you need the raw materials to support, maintenance, repair that connective tissue. And how much do you weigh, sir?
About 220.
How tall are you, Terry?
6'3".
6'3", 220, Doc.
Okay, 6'3", 220, that's about right. Do you have any other issues? High blood pressure, diabetes, skin problems, asthma?
No other issues.
Okay, great. Be very simple. You need to avoid the bad foods, all the inflammatory things. That'll be fried foods, processed meats, things like deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky. Those things all cause inflammation, make these kinds of structural things worse. Then you need to throw in all 90 essential nutrients. And a big guy like you, I'd like to take 2 of the healthy brain and heart packs a day. That'll be 1 twice a day. So you take a full dose of everything at breakfast and dinner. It has the cofactors necessary to increase the strength and health of the elastic fibers in the cartilage and ligaments and tendons, connective tissue, disc, vertebrae, bone matrix, bone cell. And then I would throw in 3 other things. Number 1, vitamin D3. You have it either in the spray or the capsules. Take 3 doses twice a day, 3 capsules twice a day, or 3 spritzes twice a day, depending if you get the liquid or the capsules. Then I would throw in what we call glucogel. This is the raw material to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc, between vertebrae, bone, makes bone. So, and then lastly, our MSM, that's a beautiful thing. Just get 1 bottle. It's a big bottle. You can take 3 of those tablets twice a day. And again, this is designed to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. And you also want to get those pads. You can just go into any drugstore without an examination. You don't need to go to a doctor. And you get the Velcro belt, so while you're vertical during the day. And now, even though you may only have the hernia on one side, I would get pads for both sides and help hold things in while you're vertical. And keeping that fatty tissue in the intestines from coming in and out of that slot will speed up the healing.
That's a way. It kind of oozes out, doesn't it, Doc? Thank you, Terry. Take heed.
That's correct.
All right, Tom gets
a gravity thing.
Tom has a text or tweet for you. What do you have, Tom?
We got a tweet from Benjamin. Hey, Doc, what's a good solution for treating lower back pain?
Lower back pain.
Okay, well, lower back pain, of course, deals with, again, degenerative disc disease. And it can happen at any age. I've seen newborn babies with these kind of problems. A lot of athletes have this. Our military, this is very common in the military. Sciatica, it can be called, peripheral neuropathies. And so, again, per 100 pounds of body weight, they need to take enough raw materials to rebuild the disc between the vertebrae, which are connective tissue, a mix of connective tissue and cartilage and ligaments and tendons. Then you have the muscles there, and you have the bone itself in the back. And so, again, I would go with the healthy bone and joint packs, one per 100 pounds of body weight, and then throw in the MSM, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. Vitamin D3, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight, and the glucogel, 15 a day per 100 pounds of body weight, 555. It'll support and promote maintenance and repair of the disc and the vertebrae, the ligaments and tendons. And then topically, we have what we call a CM cream, two letters, C as in cat, M as in Mary. You apply that CM cream to the back, even though you may be having burning and numbness and things like that in your feet, you apply it to the back, the lumbar area. And the magic is in about 6 or 8 minutes, you're going to get significant or total pain relief for 3 to 5 hours. You can apply it 2 or 3 times a day as needed. But after a couple of months, you won't need the pain relief anymore because once things repair themselves, you don't have the pain.
All right, Doc, another email in this from John, and he says, okay, my wife says I eat too many fruits. I love grapes and bananas. Doc, what do you think of all the fruits?
Well, fruits are kind of a two-edged sword. Number one, they do have vitamins. You have vitamin C and vitamin A and that kind of thing, which are both very, very good to support your immune system and support maintenance repair of all tissues. But they also have sugar in them. And so if somebody craves fruit, and I mean they are eating like about 3 servings of fruit 3 or 4 or 5 times a day, they do have a problem. They'll have a mineral problem, mineral deficiency, and this results in cravings. And so people can crave fruit. You get the negative of all that sugar. They can crave bad things like drugs and alcohol and tobacco and get into trouble there. And so it's imperative that we treat ourselves as well as we treat our cars, George. It's one of those things where we put oil in the car before the engine burns up. We take medicine after we burn up. And so it's best to take the 90 essential nutrients, one healthy start pack before you get these problems, and then you won't get the problems.
Let's back to the call. CJ's with us in Portland, Oregon. Hi, CJ, go ahead.
Hey, guys, thanks for your time, number one. My question is, how are the margaritas and Turks and Caicos? But my dear mom, she's a retired nurse, pretty smart with medicine. She was going through a lot of complications with her blood pressure, had her back and forth from the emergency, like on a weekly basis. And I finally, that the last doctor, I go, hey, if you send my mom home again on morphine, now you're going to need a little treatment yourself. Anyway, so finally, the last time we had her in there, a female, very highly, I don't think she was supposed to even be in there because of her credentials. Anyway, she saw the same stuff that all these other people have been looking at, rushed my mom into emergency surgery. And she goes, and she's like, oh my God, you have probably the world record for a hiatal hernia. It was as big as a softball.
Jeez.
And they go, oh my God. And so anyway, then they also, on top of that, I guess her internal organs had shifted upwards, like into her chest level, almost like she had done a bungee jump with a rope out of an airplane, And anyway, so now they went in there and they tried to, and her, everything was all messed up, you know, and her digestive system wasn't processing obviously correctly. So anyway, now that, they went in there, hopefully, you know, obviously it's better than it was, but
sure, well, here's the deal. How much did your mom weigh?
I'm going to say 145.
Okay. Is she 5'5" or 6 foot tall or?
She's about 5'7".
Go ahead, Doc.
Okay. Okay. Well, two things. When you have a hiatal hernia, that's a birth defect. Mama was missing something when the embryo went from a blastocyst to a tube, and so the diaphragm didn't close completely. And just the opposite of somebody with an inguinal hernia, you want to put a 2x4 under the feet of the head of the bed so that while she's sleeping 4 or 5, 6 hours a night, all the contents of the belly, the liver and the intestines, shift down towards the pelvis and take the pressure off the hole in the diaphragm. Eating several small meals a day instead of 3 big ones will help. Also, she needs the digestive enzymes to make sure little or no gas is produced during the digestive process. And because she has all this digestive stuff, it sounds like she has a gluten problem. Do you have any history of asthma or skin problems yourself?
No. And can you tell me her blood pressure is like a stinking roller coaster? It's up, down, up, down, up, down. And we can't get okay. Do you have any suggestions on that?
Well, yes, I do. Here we go. So at 145 pounds, I'd have her take one healthy brain and heart pack per month, I'd have her get another bottle of our selenium so she can take 6 of those a day. And it's not only for the selenium, which supports muscle and heart and that kind of thing, but also.
Right.
Or it has cofactors in there which support the health of the elastic fibers in the blood vessels and so forth. So for the high blood pressure, in addition to the Healthy Start Pack, I would go ahead and give her 3 of the MSM twice a day. That'll be 1 bottle a month for the strength of the walls of the arteries and veins. I would also throw in the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets, 2 bottles of the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. They're designed to support healthy blood pressure and support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. And this is not unusual. When somebody has blocked arteries in the kidneys will actually release a hormone called renin, R-E-N-I-N, which raises the blood pressure, trying to get more dirty blood to go through the kidney. And this type of blood pressure is not responsive to medication. It doesn't really react to typical blood pressure medication, because it's being driven by the hormone production. So again, the Ultimate Daily Classic, not we have an Ultimate Daily, but that's not what she wants. She wants the Ultimate Daily Classic. And then 3 of those twice a day, it'll be 2 bottles a month, supports healthy blood pressure, and she'll be a new woman very quickly.
The rest of the email from John Doc, he's talking about cheeses and dairy products. He says they have gotten a bad rap, but are they good for you?
Absolutely. You can actually reduce your risk of Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, and Huntington's disease, and dementia very significantly by eating dairy fats. Instead of having non-dairy coffee creamers, you want to have a cream for your coffee. Instead of having margarine for cooking, you want butter. In fact, they have a new CD out, George, called A Stick of Butter Day Keeps the Doctor Away. Stick of Butter Day Keeps the Doctor Away. You can put a half a stick of butter in your coffee. You can eat a stick of butter like a candy bar, or you can use it for cooking. And let's see here. You also want to eat whole milk instead of skim milk. You want to have high-fat Greek yogurts instead of zero-fat yogurts. And it was a study with 135,000 people, and they showed very clearly that high dairy fat reduces these types of neurological diseases.
Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Here's that number again, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Bruce writes he has shingles. What can he do about that?
Okay, shingles is a virus, herpes zoster, and needed to support the immune system, and then topically put our colloidal silver on top. Even if the blisters are gone and you still have the phantom pain from the previous infection with the herpes zoster, aka shingles, you want to put, you know, wet some cotton balls with our colloidal silver and soak it 3 or 4 times a day, leave it wet for about 5 or 10 minutes. But also, if you want the one healthy brain and heart pack to support the immune system and all the biological stuff that goes along with your lymph nodes and lymphatics and your your bone marrow that makes white blood cells, which help you control viruses and things like that. And for pain, I would use a combination of the CM cream and the trauma oil, about 5 drops of trauma oil per teaspoon of the CM cream, and go ahead and mix it up real good and then add that. And then in a couple of weeks, when we have our annual meeting, we're going to unleash CBD oil, okay, from hemp seeds.
That's smart. Really, that's huge, Doc. That could be huge.
That's huge.
I mean, we did a whole show about that and how important it is to people and what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very excited about it because we've really cornered large growing areas, and we just have the best extraction process for the CBD oil out of the hemp seeds. No THC. And so this is just a great, great, great product for pain relief, and that'll be added to our armamentarium. We're very, very proud of that.
You recommend anything for floaters in the eyes so you don't have to get the fluid replaced or get laser treatment or anything like that?
Sure. Well, floaters are remnants of embryonic arteries in the eyes. When you're born, those arteries dry up and fracture like glass tubes. And the floaters, that's what they're from. And, of course, we like to use what we, you know, again, the healthy brain and heart pack, one of those per 100 pounds of body weight. We also have two wonderful eye products. One is called Occutive. They're only 30 in a bottle, so they're tiny little bottles, very powerful. Go ahead and take, 60 in a bottle, so you can take one twice a day for the Occutive. And then the Vision FX, take three of those twice a day. It'd be 2 bottles a month of the Vision FX. And then the antioxidants to reduce the inflammation in the eye. You can use our Z radical, like zebra dash radical. It has the fucoidin from the red marine algae outside the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. And also it has the 4 super juices. It's just a great, great way to relieve the inflammation in the eye. And those floaters will shrink. And they become non-refractory. Usually you're born with those things, George. But as you get older, they become opaque and refractory, and so you see them.
Oh, see, some people tell me, Doc, it looks like a fly went by them, and it was just a floater in the eye.
That's correct. But you do all this stuff, stay away from the bad foods, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens, get all that inflammation out of your life, and the floaters become insignificant. Otherwise, play with them. Use them as therapy.
That's the way to do it. And, you know, I got to tell you, the information you give people is so helpful. Even if one person is helped, it's worth it to me. Of course, you help more
absolutely
than that.
And well, we're very proud of you for our relationship for that reason, getting the information out. There's so many things that people can do for themselves without getting a doctor's visits on their permanent records as a pre-existing condition that impacts their insurance terribly. If they do things themselves, not only will they reduce the risk of injury and death from the medical system, but also it's cheaper, and they will not get these things on their permanent records as a pre-existing condition, so it doesn't impact your insurance. Their monthly premiums won't go up, and their deductibles won't go up.
Doc Wallach and pharmacist Ben pop on about once every several weeks. Averages will be for both of them. They each come on in, within a 6-week period, and they're on for a couple hours when they are on to give you the information you need that hopefully will help you. We're going to come back in just a moment here on Coast to Coast AM and take an hour of final phone calls. Those of you on hold, we'll get to you. Those of you calling, keep trying.